Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and in studio I have two famous rock and roll stars. I have Danny Klein from Jay Giles and Artie Eaton, and they are here in my studio on a Saturday morning talking to us about a great event that's coming up on Saturday night. So I want to talk a little bit about the event for us, and then I'll dive into Danny's huge career as a founding member of the Jay Giles
Band. Me and my checkered past.
You and your checkered past. No, this is.
Thanks for calling me famous, by the way. I think that.
Well, Artie, you are playing, and it's all good. So let me.
Infamous.
Let's just go ahead right into what you do and why are you here? Because it is such a great cause.
And absolutely great cause. Why we're here is because I sing, and I'm blessed to sing with Mr. Danny Klein of the Jay Giles Band, and we do a shtick. It's all Jay Giles stuff. We play some of the older stuff that Giles wrote or didn't write or redid, and things that, you know, weren't always played, you know, along with the hits, of course. So I've been doing that for too long.
Yes.
About 7 years now. Love it. Absolutely love it. The band's great. Everybody in the band loves Giles. As far as this event goes, we were asked to play at the Lions Club. I'm trying to read because I got a list of things.
Yeah, but they didn't ask us to play for the first two, so take your time.
Anyway, the Lions Club event that has raised nearly $20,000 to $30,000 over the last couple of years. I've done it for the last couple of years with my original band, 111, and this year they asked if DK would come and try to ramp this up so they can make $50,000. It's going to be hosted this year by Michael Pettit, who's an incredible local comedian. Mockingbird School of Music, the teen bands Open Ocean and Fat Boys and Little Men will open up. I believe they start around 6 o'clock. Then we'll take the stage around 8:30. Perfect time for you to go take a nap, you know, because we'll be done by 10, so you should be able to get back to bed early enough. Danny.
I usually take my nap during the set.
I see that. Anyway, so we go on. We'll play about an hour and a half of all Jay Giles stuff. It's awesome. It's
nonstop. Cheaper than the real thing, too.
Yeah, much cheaper than going to Fenway. After that, a great band, great friends of mine, Wits End. They're a great party band. They'll play the rest of the night, and we'll get to hang out and everybody. I know Danny's going to be signing some autographs. He doesn't know that yet, I don't think, but I'll tell him later. And it should be awesome.
As long as there's no blank checks.
Yeah. The proceeds go directly to the Perkins School of Blind, Autism Speaks, and local food pantries. They've got silent auctions, which are really awesome. Last year, they had some killer stuff that went for big, big money.
The first prize is a week with you. Second prize is 2 weeks with you.
That was it.
Okay.
What was the third prize?
The third prize is
a week with you, right?
Too much fear to mention.
So they got autographed Gronk helmets, Red Sox jerseys, Fred Lynn, Dwight Evans, Jim Rice, a leather vest autographed by Norman Reeds.
If you know who they are, anyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who these people are. Norman Reeds, Daryl Dixon of The Walking Dead. They've got some Red Sox box seats packages. Martin Ellis Bennett autographed football, Brady and Ortiz autographed stuff, two tickets to the Dropkick Murphys, who are awesome, also awesome at the House of Blues, and a whole bunch more stuff. So it's crazy night. Starts around 6 o'clock. People usually get there between 5:30 and 6:30. The kids are great. The kids get to play on this big stage with Mockingbird music. And I'll tell you something, there's some talent. You know, usually I go to these things and I'm like, well, you know, what to expect, but the bands are fantastic, even the kids. So.
Now, what time does it all start again?
Starts at 6 o'clock, and it goes to probably midnight, you know. Again, most of the music is between 6:30 and, you know, 11:30. But it's Mike Pettit's going to be emceeing through the whole thing and talking, you know, throughout it and doing his shtick, which is awesome. So.
Well, that sounds great. And it's at the Showcase Live.
Showcase Live in Foxborough.
And
everybody knows right there.
And tickets are still available.
They are available. I know it's been, this is probably the best early sales that they've had. So if you do want tickets, They're online. I believe they're $20 online with
they
a
are.
$2 or $3 fee.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're $25 at the door. Last year, they sold over 200 tickets at the door.
Wow.
So if they've sold 400 or 500 tickets now at the door, it should be it's going to be great. It's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it.
That is phenomenal. That
yes,
is
come
so
down.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We usually play in front of 3 or 4 people, so it's going to be much better.
If you don't count the furniture.
We actually have a call. So, good morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Whoops. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Andy from the Foxborough Lions Club.
Oh, Andy, thank you for calling in.
He's the big guy.
He's going to get it right now.
I couldn't think of anything funny to ask the guys, but I just wanted to call and say thank you for helping us out. They put a lot of time and energy into this event. Artie's been with us for 3 years now, and he's been a great help to us. So I wanted to call and say thank you.
Oh, wow. That's really great of you
Wait
for calling
in.
So listen, I know that you have been working with us for 3 years and everything, and it sounds like you're getting bigger and better bands because look who you have. You have Danny Klein and Full House playing
on pressure,
Saturday,
thanks.
Right?
No yeah. pressure.
How are the ticket sales going?
Very good. We may be selling out this year. We're trying to encourage everybody to get tickets online and not wait for that night to get them at the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I already bought mine, just so you know. But those VIP tickets were gone, so I couldn't even get one. So I'll
That's
be
all right. I'll quick. Sign something for you, dear.
Oh, you will. Okay.
Andy, while I got you, perfect segue. Danny will be, I believe, signing. People are paying a little extra, and they get to get an autographed picture with Danny after the show, right? Over in the booth.
Yes, we'll have the meet and greet set up. We'll do it after your set, I think, would probably be the best time.
Yep.
We got the photos in last night, actually. Two Shots Photography donated a bunch of prints for us for him to sign.
How come all the pictures are Artie, though? I don't understand that.
No, nobody wants my autograph anyway. Just on a check, that's all.
It'll be a good night.
It'll be a great night.
We're going to
one of the best.
Yeah.
We're
going to
kick ass and take names.
And that's great. We can't wait.
That's
can't
only,
wait.
That's only 3 letters.
All right.
I know.
Thank you again, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, man.
For calling in. All right.
Look forward.
Wow. Okay. Right. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit and talk about you, Danny Klein, if you don't mind.
Okay. I got 10 minutes. I'll tell you my whole biography.
Well, listen, I have to check with my director, my producer here. Are we good for going?
Give about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Perfect. Okay. So after 17 albums and 17 years touring with the J. Geils Band, you took a sabbatical, they say, and you went back to cooking school because that was something that you enjoyed doing. You did that for 10 years. Worked in New England and some of the
on
best
and off.
Restaurants, you right?
Yeah, I worked for some restaurants. I co-owned some restaurants.
And then you got back into music,
the worst,
right?
That's probably the next to rock and roll, the worst job to have.
Why is that?
Because it's 24/7 all the time.
Oh, sure. I can only imagine.
But
I wanted to just say, like, in 1999, you reunited with the guys on stage, right? And
that's
at the
great.
Paradise Theater in Boston. And then you guys took off again. And
we did it. We usually try to do a lower key gig to work out the kinks on the first show. So we did that in Paradise, and then we went off on our 99 tour. Like I say, we get together every 17 years, whether we need to or not.
But wait a minute, weren't you also playing around here in New England, in Connecticut?
I'm sure we were. We had, you mean in 99?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had various, I can't remember exactly what
No,
venues.
It wasn't 99. I think it was in 2005 or 7, I want to say. Weren't you out there?
We've been on and off since we opened the House of Blues. We do some gigs. We've done, we've opened for Bon Jovi and Seer lately. And, when they come along, we do them.
Now, do you get together, like you said, every once in a while, so many years and that, but what inspires you to go back and do a tour? Are you planning another tour?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if the work's there and it's a good tour, we'd love to do another tour. It just depends on what's offered.
Money.
Money is a big thing,
baby.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of things about your career. You've met so many people. You played with so many people. I wanted to have my audience know something a little bit about you. So can you give us a little background on your, some of the highlights of your career? And
That's pretty general. Let's narrow that down a little bit.
Okay. All right. When you first started out, like musically, like who impressed you the most, say?
Well, when we started out, we were a blues band. So most of the people I would idolize and see would be blues people like Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf or thousands and thousands of other ones. And then R&B also we were into. I grew up listening to that and New York radio, so we were very into Wilson Pickett and Aretha and Otis, etc.
Wow.
Didn't you start in the Worcester Poly Tech, right, when you were in college with,
yes,
with Jay?
Jay and Dick.
And Dick, yeah. And mm-hmm. He was playing he'd tell us stories. I mean, oh my God, just inspiring. But he played the washboard bass, right?
No, washed up.
Washed up bass.
That's, you know, right.
I do remember the jug band. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So that's how it started.
Oh, okay.
Snoopy and the Sopwith Camels.
Is that what your band name was?
And I was had a leather helmet on and a white scarf.
I can see that.
Yeah, I bet you can.
I can actually see that. So how did the Jay Giles Band name come about?
Well, while we were still in school, Jay started playing more electric guitar, and then he threw in B.B. King and things like that. So I started playing electric bass, and the rest evolved from that.
I see. I do have to take a quick break, but I do want to get into how you picked up the bass and started doing this and your nickname, Ace of Bass, where that came from. But we do have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Easy for you to say.
It's so early. Anyway, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Stop by the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary on April 2nd at 10 a.m. for an hour-long guided hike of the sanctuary. Get outside, experience nature, and get some exercise. These guided hikes are a great way to learn about local flora and fauna. Each trip is its own adventure dependent on what nature wants to share with hikers that morning. Hikes will take place rain or shine, so please dress accordingly. For more information, call the sanctuary at 508-223-3060.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket. But it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello? That's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and in studio I have Danny Klein and Artie Eaton here. And we're talking about so many things, but we want to get back to the history of the Jay Giles Band. So, Danny, kind of fill us back in again before I talk to you about your decision to pick up the bass and your nickname, Ace on Bass.
Where were we? We got the name, the Jig Isles Band, from when we played and moved to Boston and started playing blues. We were managed by a group of people. That was during the infamous Bosstown Sound debacle. One band of which was Ultimate Spinach, who Skunk Baxter played guitar for. And so we had a following. We kept the name Jig Isles Band.
Because that's pretty much it, because you didn't want to lose. Back and then, you didn't have the internet, so.
We didn't want to lose those five people.
Yeah, Jay, you had a little more than five, I think. But
wow. So listen, what was your deciding factor to pick up the bass rather than any other instrument to play?
Four strings.
I asked Jay which was harder, drums or the bass, and he said, do the bass, it's much easier. You have to do four things at once when you're a drummer. I can barely chew gum and walk.
Hell of a bass player, though.
You are. So what, the nickname, Ace on Bass, where did that come from?
That just came up, and I would sign my name that way, and Seth eventually bought me a rubber stamp. It's Ace on Bass.
Well, that's great. How often do you practice? I wanted to, as a musician, you always play these gigs. You're always on top of your game. You have to really, I would think, be very, very dedicated to fine-tune your craft. So how often do you practice?
Well, I try to at least do the set once a day or a number tuned about 3 hours.
Really?
And that's other stuff to do. We'll do that.
Right. Wow. That's a lot of dedication and very...
get us more gigs and pay us, and I won't have to practice at home.
Is that between naps?
We're trying.
That's boring.
How has the music industry changed from the time that you've started out with you guys?
Well, when
to
we
now?
Started, there was no rules. It was rock and roll, and so everybody made it up as we went along because there wasn't any. FM had come in at the right time, AM being all tied up by the five or six major record labels. So FM came in and played album cuts, which were unheard of, and stuff like that. And all these halls were available from Winterland to Fillmore East to Fillmore West in between. So there were places to play, and that's what we did. And now I liken the internet to the advent of FM radio. You have the vehicle to anybody in the world can put their music up and have their music. However, everyone in the world has it up, so how do you focus upon one person and find out? That's how much is different. And we used to give an album to somebody with a cassette recorder, and they would copy everything. Well, computers, songwriters don't put their good songs up anymore because they don't make any money. You know, I think McCartney made 100, that sold 100,000 albums, and the Stones sold 100,000 albums. There's a problem with that. Yeah. So I think we're back to live music, which is great for me. And, you know, you want to give them music, put it on YouTube and let them listen to it. Mm-hmm. And unless somebody comes up with an unhackable way to do music, and anything that can be done can be hacked, then it's going to be that way. It's not going to be many people. There's not going to be recording industry as much as a live music industry because everybody's independent labels. There are no frills. There are no five labels. You don't get all that money and lavish parties, and you do it by, you know, just as much as you can do it for your budget. So it's different in that there is amazing competitiveness, but it's got to be focused so people can hear other people.
Mm-hmm. There's also not many, really, and there's a lot, I shouldn't say not many, but in this area there's not a lot of really big venues that you can play. Showcase Live is one of the best, you know, and Toby Keith's and things like that, but the money's not there anymore. I mean, if you want a band that you want to make $300 to $500 a night, you can play anywhere. But if you're trying to make more than that, make a living at it, it's very difficult, you know. So everybody lives on the fame and fortune of Facebook and the YouTube and tries to make it that way, you know. And
yeah,
it's tough. I'm a songwriter, and I call it hard drive love, because every time I write a song, you put your heart and soul into it. You spend all the money, you get it recorded, you put it out there, and you wait for, you know, 8 million views, and you get 3.
There you go. You got two more than I did.
You know, yeah. So it's, and then it's like, you know, what am I doing? But it's a passion I think most of us songwriters have. We love music.
You're very lucky. You wrote a song, you did an album about your life experiences, and put it down, and that's...
It's my thing.
Well, that's worth $1 million.
Yes, it is. You got a million for me?
It's in my other pants.
Okay, good.
Well, let me ask you this. In between, like, the Jay Giles and practicing guitar and everything, how did the Full House come about? How did your band start? And
well, it was at the time where Jay Giles wasn't going out. Nobody was playing Jay Giles music, so I started a band playing it because I was tired of not listening to it. Mm-hmm. With fans, they're all fans, and they're crazy. They shouldn't be playing for that little money with me, but they're fantastic musicians, and they really like Jay Giles' music, and it's an honor to play with them.
Mm-hmm. Aw.
Most of them.
Yeah. I was waiting for that. Yeah.
How long has the Danny Klein Full House been in?
About 10 years.
10 years. Woo. Well,
we sneak up on people.
You too. What was one of the best songs you recorded? Can you say?
Oh my goodness, they're all good.
Just give me two. Two favorites.
I can't give you two favorites. I can give you 20 favorites.
All right, go.
Give her one.
Give me one.
I'd like
Wait,
to.
There's Give It to Me. There's Hallmark. There's Detroit Breakdown. There's Chimes. There's Back to Get You. There's House Party. There's however many. There are more.
My Angel is a Centerfold. Tell me about that.
The name actually is Centerfold.
Oh, it's Centerfold. Sorry. Okay.
It's okay. Everybody calls Angel Centerfold. Nothing.
Tell me about that shoot.
The shoot?
I mean, you had the video, you had the girls, you had the music.
We rented a middle school in Cambridge to
Did
shoot
really?
That with, and got the girls, some of whom were Patriots cheerleaders, and then we just did it. Seth's brother did that video as well, has done some of our videos. He's a movie maker. He did Standing in the Shadows of Motown and other things.
Wow. How long did it take you to shoot that video?
I don't remember.
Don't remember.
But I was leaning against the wall, which was the only position that I could be in at that time.
Oh, okay. I guess that's good.
It's the 70s, the 80s, 60s.
Yeah, we don't want to go back way back then and get you in any trouble.
Yeah. You won't get me in any trouble. They won't remember they owe me money. Or I own them money.
Oh, jeez. Listen, I just wanted to find out. I mean, being on stage, it has to be such a great high and without drugs. But I'm just saying, like... I don't know.
Oh.
I can't carry a tune. I can only carry groceries, so...
You might have to carry me at some point. Go ahead.
You know what I find funny is when we play...
Yeah.
I'll go see him at Fenway Park for 70,000 people. It'll be at Wembley Stadium. And then we'll go play at Chan's for 50 to 100 to 150 people... And I look at him and I'm like, Chance, first of all, is a great place to play.
It is, yes.
Awesome place to play. Great lover of music. And but I look at Danny and I go, last week you were at Fenway, and now you're here at Chance. That's love of music right there. There's nothing, you know.
It don't matter if
Plus he needed the $200.
It don't matter if there's... You overpaid me. Doesn't matter if there's 200 people there or 200,000 people there. You only see the first few rows and you play to them. And it really doesn't matter as long as it's full.
Mm-hmm. House. Sorry.
So you two have been collaborating for how long?
I've been with the, I'm thinking 7 years, seven.
Something like that.
Yeah, I came in, Steve Gowett, the lead guitar player, is my songwriting partner
the
and my
only
guitar
player.
The only guitar player.
Okay.
That's why he's the lead.
Right.
And Steve brought me in as a backup. Their singer was either on his way or
toxic.
They needed toxic. He was not. And so I came in as a backup and I'm actually I got it back up a little bit. I'm still a backup because I had some heart surgery about a year or two, 2 years ago, and I took a year off, and our drummer, Jimmy Taft, who's the most incredible singer in the planet, and
guitar
I love the
player
death.
And everything else.
He makes me sick. He's one of those musicians. But he's their current, he took over the lead singing role, and I pick up, if I get a gig or like the show I'm putting together, I'll sing, or if he needs me to cover for him, I'll cover for him. So I'm the backup guy now, but I really love these guys. It's all about music, you know. It and we're killing when we're all on stage together like we were this Christmas. You know, we had all of us on stage.
Oh, man, that's great.
So, good
that's
band.
That's great. Got to hold you right there because I got to take a quick break.
And I'm holding.
All right, super.
I'll go
so
some water.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Yeah.
The Chaminade Music Club will be having a pipe organ concert at the Murray Universalist Church on February 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. The concert will feature several musicians, including organists Janice Waterman and David Burnham, soprano Sarah Michael Smith, and baritone Gary Thies. Organists will be playing Murray Universalist Church's 1882 Hook and Hastings pipe organ. This concert is free and open to the public and will be followed by a reception. For more information about this concert and future Chaminade Music Club performances, visit chaminademusicclub.org.
Hi, this is Bob Giammarco of Sentinel Safe Floors in North Attleboro. Slip and falls are the number one cause of accidents in hotels, restaurants, and public buildings, resulting in over $70 billion in annual medical costs and compensation, and leaving over 300,000 people with disabling injuries every year. Servicing both residential and business clients, Sentinel Safe Floors uses nano-grip technology to protect your loved ones, guests, and employees by making floors slip-resistant and safe. To learn more, please visit our website at www.sentinelsafefloors.com. We don't install floors, we make them safer.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and in studio I have Danny Klein and Artie Eaton, and they're going to be playing tonight at, where is it, Patriot Place?
Patriot Place, yep.
Showcase Live.
Sorry, I'm
6
dreaming.
6 p.m.
You're throwing me off on the Saturday thing because, you know
what I mean. I know, yeah.
Just, where am I?
All right, we're going to play in 4 hours.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for the people to call in. Do they call in on Saturday and get confused?
We do. Okay. Yes, we do. Every
okay,
once in a while
we're
we
all
do that,
confused.
Yes.
All right.
No, it's all good
this
here.
Is fun.
It's all good, yeah. So what's upcoming after this gig? What do you guys
we
have
a, we have a wonderful Chinese restaurant coming up
that's
in March.
Right. Yeah, and Jimmy's going to be singing on that one. I'm sorry, I don't have the information. Jimmy, call in. Somebody call in with some information on the next gig. It's in March.
In March?
Yeah.
Are you playing up at Chance, do you think?
No, it's not Chance.
Oh.
It's not. It's some other restaurant, some other band got a
you
gig
know what?
With us.
I'll look it up on Facebook.
All right, Artie's going to look it up, and we'll just
I'll
keep
do
continuing.
Some homework.
And,
it's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's right.
Spring rolls. Just think spring rolls.
Spring rolls.
Okay. How do you think, Dan, I'll ask you, how do you think music has changed? I know that, like, I grew up in, like, the 60s and 70s and 80s music and just being so involved in all of that. To today's music is just so much more.
Which, what music do you listen
it's like,
to?
Well, I like smooth jazz myself, and I like all kinds of, I like modern and R&B and all of that, but it just seems like when I'm listening to, you know, like the top 40 and everything, I can't recognize, I can't identify. It's like some of this stuff is just really, and the titles are just really obscene, and Are they really pushing the envelope to the point of obscenity?
Are you talking hip-hop or that hip-hop? I don't especially like.
I think they're
like,
doing anything they can.
But I think in respect to most music, it hasn't changed. We're back to singer-songwriters. They call it pop now, but it's singer-songwriters, and that was in the 60s with Joan Baez. We used to come out and entertain us in the street and stuff like that. So it's way back, coming back. And then blues and all that stuff will come back in, and it just goes around. An A is 440 cycles. Every note has been played before. It's how you put it together and how you change it. It's mathematics. That's all it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It better change before, I got to make a little money before I get permanently crippled here.
Oh, my gosh. No, we don't want that to do.
Sorry,
I fell
asleep there for a second. But
a second? No, you missed half the set.
No, that's okay. Getting back to the music, because you've met some extraordinary people. Can you tell us some of the people that you've met in your career?
Oh, my God.
I know.
I met a lot of people.
No, I mean, you know, the one that gets me is the Rolling Stones. They went on tour with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not that big. But
we're friendly with them. Keith is nice. I met Keith's old man once at a group party. He was a nice little white-haired gentleman. And we played with, I don't know, everybody.
Kiss.
Journey. We never played. Oh, Kiss.
We played with Kiss
once. And Alice Cooper and The Who and God, Billy Joel opened for us. U2 opened for us. Frank Zappa's. I love Frank Zappa. Prince. I mean,
any band in the 70s, I think they played, because they were a live band. I mean, how many shows a year when you were in your heyday? You were doing
280.
Think about that.
Wow.
280 shows.
And an album, and write an album and produce an album.
That is amazing. Amazing frenzy.
Yeah. When you're 20, you can do that. You don't need to sleep.
That's right, because a musician has to sleep when they can, right?
Yeah, it's a rule. If you're a musician and there's a chance to sleep, sleep then, because you may never sleep again.
Oh, God.
I need a nap.
That would be bad. That would be
or at least through 3 dates. I remember playing in Pittsburgh with Dan Marino was there. He had just graduated U of Pittsburgh.
The football player, Dan Marino?
Yeah,
the quarterback,
yeah.
And I was so tired. We were up for so long. My eyes started closing and all of that. But we got through the set.
Can you tell us, who was like when you met them and you performed with them and you came off stage and go, wow, these guys are son of a guns. Who was like somebody that you really thought
pissed you off?
Yeah, you're
besides
really
me.
That you gotta.
I won't say Joe Jackson. We played a gig with him in Pink Pop gig in the Netherlands, and we went on after him. But he sounded like a completely full symphony band with what he had. And I talked to him. He went off. I said, I gotta follow you. But I remember that specifically. He was a great, great musician. Then they came out of the closet, and his career died.
Wow.
I haven't heard Joe Jackson's name, and you're right.
He's great.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to come out a little now. But
how did you treat the opening acts back then? You guys.
Like
were
I
you
treated
nice to
you.
Them? Oh, Jesus.
No, because we remember going up,
yeah,
the people that were nice.
I heard that you were awesome, yeah.
Mountain was great to us. A lot of people. Then The Who gave in Montreal gave us about as wide as this desk. And we asked to maybe move it back a little bit. No. So there are good memories and bad memories. And
So what they do is they just knock it out of the park. And then
but
the other,
so for the opening act, we would remember who was nice and who wasn't nice and how we came up in positive energy. So the opening act got anything you wanted, full PA, full lights, sound check, everything else.
That was I always read about that. And it was that Giles was great to open up for because they would always carte blanche. Because when you're a big artist like that, you want to hold, you've been to a show and you see, how come that band didn't sound as good as this headline sounds? Well, they gave them half the power, they gave them half the lights, they gave them half the stage. So they didn't want them to, but these guys would
They don't, know, I would have loved to open up these guys. We don't need to give them half anything to blow them off the stage.
Yeah, they did it by just doing it. Peter right. Wolf is it. And that's one thing that I'll never be. Nobody could be. There's a lot of tribute bands out there that, you know, some great tribute bands out there. Friends of mine, they do AC/DC and Cold as Ice, and they do, you know, Foreigner tribute. And they look, you know, they get the image thing. They look like them. But you can't do the Ooba Gooba stuff and without looking like a complete idiot. You know, there's guys out there to do it, you know, and we play a little bit, but I don't even go there because there's no one that can do that other than Peter
Wolf. We're not a straight tribute band. We don't play things note for note. If somebody has a better idea for a solo or an intro or something like that, I'll change it in a minute. I mean, I'm not a tribute band. I'm in the regular band, and I don't like the how the song's going, let's change it to that. I mean, it's, I'm not going, you know, I don't have to fight the bass player.
I thought that's because we forgot everything. Is that why it's always different when we play out?
No, you forget everything.
Oh, all the words.
Yeah, right. But usually
what I make up is better.
Usually it's a Chinese menu. You got a big mistake.
Well, that brings me to my next question.
Chicken boat Italy.
Do you ever change out the show? Do you ever freshen it up? Do you add more original music or do you keep the bass?
I would like to. And there are a number of songs I'd like to try, and I'd like to try even some songs that Jay Giles wanted to do but never had the time to do, and things like that. But, yeah, if we can practice a little more, get some more gigs and stuff, we can redo things.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you travel internationally? Have you done that in the last 5-6 years to go out and play?
Not unless it's a warrant against me.
Well, with Giles,
I went before Full House. I was on the road with a blues singer, Debbie Davies, and she's been out a while. And we did Europe a couple of times. I think we did 10,000 miles in a month.
Whoa, wow.
What was the All-Star gig you guys did with Charlie?
Legends.
The Legends, yeah. That was
the guy she loves me for?
Yeah. Well, maybe he's listening. We can get you paid.
Yeah, right. Money order, please.
What was the Legends tour? Who else was there?
The first one was Jay and Dick and the Uptown Horns and
Charlie Farron, right?
And John Butcher and James Montgomery. And who was the
Dave
girl?
Dave Q. Our own Dave Q was in the Legends.
Who was the girl for that place for a circus?
I don't know.
Now,
maybe somebody would call in and say something.
And Barry Goodrow, and then the second man at Elliot Easton, and some other people, and Skunk Baxter, and a number of other people. Mm-hmm. And I would have played for nothing, really, which I did play for, just to play with these guys. I hate Steely Dan and all that West Coast garbage. And I asked him which Steely Dan albums he was on. He told me, he said, I have to get him. He's an amazing guitar player since I knew him in 67.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So do you think that you will expand and go out there and get more gigs? And how do you get that? Do you have an agent? Do you have a publicity person?
Facebook.
Usually you take me in my cardboard shack under the underpass with help this musician. And that gets us at like 25 cents anyway.
Oh, my God. So what do you hope for tonight when you're playing for the crowd and everything? Does the crowd energize you? Does it motivate
you? Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You don't have to make your own industry. That's tiring. It's like a furniture gig. That's a gig where there's only furniture there.
Oh.
Those are a lot of fun. But tonight we should... I can say it again, kick ass and take names, and everybody should have a good time, because we'll let it all out. Why don't you let it all out?
There you go.
That sounds great. Yes, we do have to take our last break, and we come back, we'll talk a lot about the event, and Artie, I'll let you go ahead and talk that up as well. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning, and we will be right back after these messages.
I said, are you ready for some rock and roll? Let's hear it for Jay Giles, man. Some better look at the nose. Some better look at the side. Some better look at the toe. Wait a minute. I don't care if the eyes are red.
Stop by the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary on April 2nd at 10 a.m. for an hour-long guided hike of the sanctuary. Get outside, experience nature, and get some exercise. These guided hikes are a great way to learn about local flora and fauna. Each trip is its own adventure dependent on what nature wants to share with hikers that morning. Hikes will take place rain or shine, so please dress accordingly. For more information, call the sanctuary at 508-223-3060.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche in studio. I have Danny Klein of Jay Gaw's Band and Artie Eaton is here. And we also have the comedian of the night, Michael, is holding, and we want to bring him on right now. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
We're good. Listen, can you tell us a little bit about the event and what you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm privileged and honored to assist with the third annual music festival. And it's great community outreach. Going to support the Perkins School for the Blind, Autism Speaks. And it's just a great way for people to come out and dance and have a great event up at Patriot Place Showcase Live.
Okay, so are you going to be actually performing as well?
Yes, I, you know, obviously I've been doing stand-up for, you know, for about 30 years. And you can hear I have a dog in the background. But
does he do sitting up too?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. And roll over.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's a 90-pound English lab, which means he pretty much runs the show over here. but no, it's a great event. So yes, I will be hosting and you know, bringing up the bands and doing the raffles and just keeping the energy up for the entire evening.
Okay, can you just go through some of the things that you're going to be doing as far as the raffle items? Do you remember, or do you want Artie to come in and talk to? We want to talk this up so everybody can come up.
Are we live now, folks?
We are.
Oh, that's great. No net. I love it. No, there's going to be obviously
they got some
pre-used you know, Tom Brady underwear and stuff like that.
Oh, good. They didn't wash it, did they?
No, no.
It's worth more money when it's not
washed. There's money in those stains.
Yeah, I got money in my drawers too. I know what you mean.
Sure. No, obviously there's going to be some Patriot swag, and there's going to be a lot of various community, you know, local businesses that have donated gift cards and restaurant coupons, just stuff like that that people who live here to come out and support the event can go and enjoy, whether it's a nice meal somewhere or if it's a spit on. Basically, you know, swag memorabilia from the past, or the Red Sox, or the Bruins. So it's that type of stuff, and it's a great venue too. I don't know if you folks have ever. It's just a really cool place to see some great music.
Danny's interrupting you. You know,
I've been there. You know.
Yeah, you've been there.
Aye,
right? He's famous. You know, right, Mike?
You're going to make fun of Artie all night to help.
Let me tell you something. I met Danny Klein, and, you know, you either come into the business being crazy or the business makes you crazy. I think Danny's a 50-50. You know,
I wouldn't be on here, folks, but I'm sure dying here.
That's right. I mean, you know, growing up, I mean, I grew up in the 80s, and, you know, there's nothing more Boston, New England, or even Americana than the Jay Giles Band. I mean, Wooba Goober, and, oh, I just love Stings. It's all that fun stuff. So it's going to be a great evening of, you know, music and just people just probably high-fiving saying, oh, my God, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, that sounds great. We have to, you know what we have to do? We have to start a movement to get the Jay Giles Band nominated and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Another one, they already have one website.
What the heck?
It doesn't make sense.
What is going on here,
I'll get
Danny?
In there. I'm telling you, we'll get in there posthumously, but we'll get in there.
What's that? That's a big word. You know I'm not good with big words. Oh, dead. Why couldn't you just say dead instead of posthumity?
Because then I'd sound like you.
Oh, okay. Michael, we're in trouble.
Don't go highbrow on me right now because I'm tired too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So do you want to
go
ahead?
So no slapstick or what?
Well, I'm going to pat Mike in the back because just seeing him on a show is worth the price of admissions.
Great.
Yeah. So Mike's
awesome.
He does great
at dinner. He does a great dinner.
Yep. I've seen. He's had me belly laughing more times than I can imagine. So it's going to be quite a great night. And I got to boost up the kids again. The kids in the beginning. I saw them last year, and I usually watch, you know, the beginning bands and the kids or something. Then I'll go in the back room. I watch the whole thing. The kids are great. Andy Newfall's son is playing drums in one of the bands. I don't have it in front of me. Andy should have reminded me, but. And then Wits End are a killer dance band, one of the best dance bands around. So
wow.
He'll be in bed, Danny.
And then we'll put him to sleep.
Yeah, so I'll get to have some fun afterwards, too. So
it's
I'm looking forward to it.
What I do, it was nice to pump my tires. I'm a gifted impressionist, so if you're at Patriot Place, well, you're probably going to get a heavy dose of some Bob Kraft and some Bill Belichick, you know?
you got to give us Jack Nicholson for just
I got
for a
Bob
second.
In front, too. He's going to watch your show.
I bet
let me tell you a little something about the Danny Klein Band. Those boys know how to put on a rock and roll show. You want Danny Klein on that stage. You need him on that stage. We have people who don't even get out on a Friday or a Saturday night. So I recommend you order your tickets and you sit up in the front row.
And the stage is leaving in 10 minutes.
That's
right,
phenomenal.
Dude.
That's really great. So, Mike, where can we see you after this event? Where are you going to be playing?
Oh, I work the big threes, you know, the VFW, the Elks Clubs, the
the Cinder Block Bar place.
Yeah.
Do you need a band?
We'll play there after Montgomery.
Honestly, I'm very fortunate. I work a lot of, I do a lot of golf. Well, not now, we don't do golf events, but I do a lot of country clubs during the season, Foxborough Country Club. And I just enjoy, they're always trying ways to activate their members. So we come in and we set up our PA system and we do three-man comedy nights. And it's a great way for people to get out in various communities around New England. But I work at Twin River. I do the Mohegan Sun. And it's just something where I've lived all over the country. I grew up in Attleboro. But it's nice to come home and I don't have to travel. I can go anywhere within the six New England states and, you know, pretty much for the most part. Within a 2 or 3 hour distance, I can be back in my own bed by, you know, a respectful hour, you know? Mm-hmm.
You know, did you ever try, speaking of golf in the winter, that whole season you're missing, orange balls is the way to go there.
No, I've not.
Okay. It's just a suggestion.
Well, you know what, Mike? I'm inviting you to come back on again and contact us because I'd love to have you on and talk about your career and what you're going to be doing at an upcoming show. So keep that in mind.
Great,
I'd love to have you back on, especially an Attleboro native. I mean, goodness sakes, we have to have you on.
And then I'll call in and make fun of him.
Oh, did you hear what Artie just said?
He doesn't listen to me.
We can talk to my agent, Artie. I grew up in Attleboro, and I have such fond memories of sitting at the kitchen table at 6:30 in the morning and waiting to hear my birthday being read.
Oh, my God.
From your buddy Tom Cuddy.
Oh, wow. That's a blast from the past. Yes.
And we all know, you know, Mr. Cuddy's done quite well for himself working in the radio business. But just the Attleboro, sure. I mean, come on. Morin's Diner, Coney Island, I mean, Texberry's.
Help
know,
Incorporated.
Shoes.
Oh, that's Plainville.
Oh, my God. They're still there. That's right. Everything is still here.
The Union Theater. I mean, it's part of the DNA of what makes up Attleboro, and obviously they have the great Blue Pride now.
Yes.
And what you don't, in Attleboro, it's not many places you can live in three different places in the same place. I grew up in South Attleboro. I moved to North Attleboro, and I ended up in Attleboro.
So I've been. Wait a minute, Artie. Huh? Did you say you grew up? What?
Yeah, a world traveler we got here.
I just saw a Facebook post of you yesterday on Valentine's Day with you and your wife doing a mud bath.
Well, it wasn't. I know she yelled at me. By the way, do you notice the pictures down?
I actually seen that picture.
It's pretty
too,
funny.
Artie.
We share the same Facebook page, so people are like, "Who's talking?" Like, and we're fighting on Facebook. It's like me arguing with myself. It's comical. Like, you talk to yourself all the time. God, that's my wife. You can tell her posts, though. They're very nice and very pleasant. You know, mine are arrogant and ignorant and usually politically incorrect. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of Facebook. You know, you can post what you like, and you can also
not read it. That'd be us. You can do that, too.
There's a lot of different things. Yeah, you sure.
But anyway, everybody's got to come tonight to the show.
We're going to have a great time.
We're going to have a blast.
And the fun past. Starts at what time,
you
guys?
What do you play? What instrument do you play?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to our stand-up comedian.
Oh, Mike's a vocalist.
I am Han Solo. I am the kind of guy that walks out where basically there's a microphone and you have to grab the audience and, you know, basically.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get him up singing with me.
Solo, you can't hear you or what?
Solo, all right. All right,
guys, I gotta wrap up the show.
I wish we could do this forever.
Well, you have to come back and we'll do it again. Mike, thanks again for coming on. I'll look forward to meeting you tonight.
Absolutely.
Take care.
And,
thanks.
On Saturday, are you coming to the show?
Yes, we are.
Tonight.
Oh, that's be
yes,
awesome.
We're
that's
on tonight.
Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
All right, there goes Mike. All right, I have to wrap up the show, guys. I'm sorry, but this has been so much fun.
Really?
I'd like to thank Danny Klein for coming on and Artie
thank
as
you
well.
Very much.
I really do. And Jim Jones has been kind enough to run the board tonight. Dominic will be back on Monday. His show starts at 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, will be on at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Saturday morning, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening. Enjoy us. And if you're looking for something great to do, come up to Showcase Live tonight,
Patriots
6 a.m.
Third annual
Foxborough Lions Club.
And the third is the charm.
Yes, it is. It's going to be great. So listen to Danny Klein's Full House tonight. Thanks, everybody. See you next Saturday.
See you tonight. Touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much.